Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, March the 27th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Justice Department says it never asked for additional powers because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The DOJ says it is just more dishonest or inaccurate coverage by a sloppy mainstream media. Number two, a union in California has found nearly 40 million of those highly sought-after N95 masks that everyone's looking for. In fact, the SEIU found a treasure trove of personal protection gear. And number one, we're getting close to knowing what is really going on and what's really going to happen with COVID-19 and the pandemic. Either the worst-case scenarios are right or they're not. And right now we have hospitals at capacity in some areas, and the numbers of those that are sick are continuing to skyrocket in some areas as testing numbers continue to grow. Nearly 600,000 of us have been tested so far, but it's time to call out those that would cite studies for which there is no foundation. It is time to look at the numbers. For example, today, we have learned that Neil Ferguson, the guy that predicted 2.2 million to 3 million Americans would die from this pandemic, has said, I guess I was wrong. He predicted mass casualties in Britain, said, I was wrong. He now predicts the UK deaths from the disease will not exceed 20,000 and could be much lower. At one point, he said half of those in the UK could be infected and millions would die. And that study from Imperial College was cited by many as the foundational purpose for shutting everything down, for stopping the economies, for doing everything that we've done. Now, it's a serious disease. And in New York City, you have many people on ventilators and hospital rooms that are full, and problems. But the newest study says not 2.2 million Americans to die, 80,000 deaths over the next 4 months are possible. 80,000, 20,000 deaths a month for 4 months. So we've also got Bill de Blasio saying this week, 4 million people in New York, 4 million people in New York are going to get sick from this virus. It's the latest reckless, unsupported mathematical claim about the certainly soon-to-arrive end of the world. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying half of New Yorkers will be sick. 4 million people infected. And I say, based on what? Based on what? What are your baseline numbers? What are your baseline numbers for this assumption? Not nearly as reckless as the assertion from the Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer saying 7 million people in her state alone would get sick. 1 million might need to be hospitalized in her state. It creates more fear and panic needlessly. The problem with both de Blasio and Whitmer making such careless public statements is they cannot possibly make those calculations because we don't have nearly enough information to reach those conclusions. We don't have the common denominators. Here's some of the variables we'd have to know before putting together any kind of reliable mathematical model to predict the course of this illness or the course that it may follow. Number one, the rate of infection. And until we can arrive at a reliable number about how fast the virus spreads and how easily, we cannot determine the ROI. Without this number, almost nothing else is valid. And the number in the United States could vary greatly from other countries. A lot of people are relying on the number 2.6. Maybe it's accurate. That would make it about three times as contagious as the flu. But in some places, like Italy, it appears to be more contagious. And in places like Taiwan and South Korea, less contagious. The United States, we simply don't know yet. Number two, who gets infected? Being able to identify those most susceptible will help us slow the rate by keeping the vulnerable out of harm's way. We're doing some of that, by the way. Keeping people away from nursing homes and so forth. We don't know whether or not social distancing is working. We've not been in the habit of staying away from just about everyone for very long now. It's kind of a new thing for Americans. The time frame has been far too short to determine if this idea even works. And if it does, it could greatly change the trajectory and the number of people impacted. Number four, changes in weather are always key and need to be considered. As a rule, viruses do not do well when the weather gets hot and humid. In fact, school kids in the 1950s used to dream of summer vacation like all of us because they feared polio season, which came when the weather got colder. Viruses themselves often mutate and change. Sometimes they just kind of peter out because they've mutated in a way that doesn't keep fueling their spread. This has happened throughout human history. And number six, we could find a treatment or a cure. We could find a treatment or a cure that stops the virus altogether. We have made dramatic leaps forward in fighting back against these sorts of viruses. I mean, who would have thought, who would have dreamed back in the 1990s that somebody that was HIV positive would live for 25 years? Hello, Magic Johnson. So technology, mitigating the disease, treatments, cures, all possible. It's a different place than it's ever been. So with so many unknowns, why are so many insistent on making such dire predictions? Could they come to pass? Sure, they could. We would see a pandemic that claims the lives of millions of Americans if it did, but that's not my first inclination to believe. It is possible that some of the most ominous computer models could prove to be true, but we don't have anywhere near enough information to arrive at that conclusion. Right now, there's simply too much information we still need. Information we don't know or that remains incomplete to jump to those kinds of fear-mongering ideas. We don't know enough. My first thought isn't, my God, we're going to die. We need to hide in our houses for 3 months. My inclination is, all right, how do we beat this thing? We're Americans. How do we roll up our sleeves? How do we unleash America, public, private, all of it, to take on COVID-19? We've always risen to the challenge, always. We're Americans, for God's sake. We rise above. We win. We defeat these things, whether they're visible enemies or invisible enemies. And I often wonder why others are so willing to believe that we'll be defeated so easily, that we'll be overwhelmed so easily. I choose hope. All right? I choose hope. My first inclination is to believe we'll win. Always have been. We've always done it. Always believed we'd beat the Russians. We did. I also believe we'll defeat this virus. We will. And in the end, we'll rise above the Chinese as well. Because the Chinese lied to us. And if they hadn't done that, we wouldn't be where we are today. That's a fact. The World Health Organization, as late as January the 14th, telling us this illness was not contagious. Why? Because the Chinese said so. The Chinese lied. Why did the Chinese lie? Because that's what communists do. So going forward, we're going to check the sources. Once, twice, thrice. We're going to check the sources. We're going to make sure that everything we have is valid and accurate. And are we going to panic? Absolutely not. We're going to get through this. As I said the whole time, we're going to get through this together, you and I. We're going to talk through it. That's why this is the No Panic Zone. Real numbers, real metrics, and real honest conversation. It's a Friday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. I ask of you, go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page and follow us. If you want to drop me a line, please do. SteveGruber.com. And write this down. The DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. If you want to just check in directly. It's the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
This message sponsored by OK To Say and MAB.